Erevin Perik Ches, Mishnah Zayin 8-7, and more on the topic of water in the Chatzer. The question our Mishnah here wants to consider is, what is the status of a water canal that's passing through the Chatzer? So the case of our Mishnah is very specific. It's where you have a water canal that is at least 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim deep that passes through the Chatzer, coming in on one side and going out the other. And that being the case, since the water is sort of connected to this larger canal, the stream that's, you know, on either side of the Chatzer, and the dimensions of this canal are large enough to be considered a domain all to itself, and Hilchos Shabbos, 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide, makes for its own rishus. So then, the water canal will have a status of being a karmelis, distinct from the rishus yachid that the Chatzer is. Normally, when one has a proper rishus yachid, fenced off, so everything inside the Rishus HaYachid is part of that Rishus HaYachid, but given it has both of these features, the one feature that it's connected to this larger water canal beyond, on either side, beyond the Chatzer, and second of all, it in and of itself has dimensions to be its own domain, being 4 wide and 10 deep, so then it's going to be treated more strictly. And that being the case, if one is intending to draw water out of this canal, he will need to set up mechitzas on either side that clearly show that this, the canal within the Chatzer, is part of the Chatzer and is disconnected, conceptually, there's a partition with the Mechitza, from the larger canal which extends beyond the walls of the Chatzer. And that being the case, we sort of follow similar to what we said in the previous Mishnah. Here we say, Ama Samaim Shi Overes B'Chatzer. If you have a water channel that's passing through the courtyard, you may not draw water from it on Shabbos because it's considered a separate shus, as I explained before. You can't draw water from it unless you set up partitions on either side of the canal, meaning both sides of the canal, at its entrance and its exit. And that mechitza has to conform to the requirements we had in the previous Mishnah, meaning we paskan like Rami Gamliel's explanation of Beis Hillel. So that means you need to have, this mechitza has to be at least 10 tefachim high, and it has to be at least one tefach coming out of the water and one tefach in the water to be a sufficient mechitza. The walls around the chatzer simply are not sufficient because they don't indicate that one is separating the canal from its source. That means actually what I just said is the halach lamais essentially, and just speaking out, halach lamais, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, if you had the walls of the chatzer, and they just were extended lower down to enter into the water of the canal on either side, that would not be sufficient, says Mishnah Berurah, because it's not nikar, it's not evident that these partitions were there specifically to offset this section of the canal from the larger canal. It may now look, if it's just an extension of the fencing around the chatzer, that this is just, you know, to define the boundaries of the chatzer and actually doesn't impede the integrity of the contiguous canal beyond the walls of the chatzer, and therefore that wouldn't be sufficient. But you have to make separate, as we said, now we have to make separate partitions on either side conforming to what we just described. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He goes according to his sheet in the previous Mishnah, which is, if you have a fence, what bigger mechitza do you want than that? This fence, we're going to rely on this principle of mechitza tulios, a dangling, suspended partition, and we employ the legal mechanism that applies to partitions of good achis, extending downwards, and since you have a fence above the canal on the other side, that's sufficient, just extends down to offset the canal within the chatzer from the canal on the other side of the chatzer, on either side. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol sel sh'al gaba tidon mishum mechitza, the simple wall or fence that offsets the chatzer and goes around its perimeter above the canal is sufficient. Am Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda tries to bring a proof that he's right because he says, Ma'ase ba'ama shel Avel. There was a canal in the town of Avel. Shahayu mamalin mimeno al pi zakenim b'shabas. And indeed, residents of the town of Avel filled up the water in their chatzeros. And no one complained, even the chachamim. Amru lo mipnei shelo haya ba'. Kishior. The rabbis responded to Rabbi Yehuda and said, yeah, that's true, but that's because the case is not our case. Back in Avel, the canal didn't have the requisite dimensions, meaning either it wasn't 10 tefachim deep or it wasn't 4 tefachim wide. But in such a scenario, we also agree that there's no need to make special partitions. But our case, and this is the halacha l'maisa, if you have a canal that does have the 4 wide, 10 deep, and is open on both ends, in and out of the chatzer, one does need to make special partitions, uniquely for offsetting the canal from the rest of the canal, as we explained.